Good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I am here sitting glowing on the bedside tables of children all over the world. I'm here to tell them stories of my adventures as I travel and visit with children elsewhere on the world. And you know, I have more fun than you can imagine, because the people that I talk to are very, very special people. They're the little people of the world. They're the little people. They're the ingenious people who are so loving, so gentle, so childlike, because they are children. And it's a joy to be with them. Now, I was talking with Freddie, and Freddie is sort of an interesting guy. He thinks that life is terrible. And I asked Freddie, as I was visiting him in his home in Florida last night, and I said, "Freddie, why are you so unhappy?" And Freddie says, "Well, my brother Tom, my big brother Tom, is a real worry." I said, "Well, is that right? Now, why is your big brother Tom a worry?" "Well, Tom is just turning 18, and he's going around with friends who are kind of bad people." "Oh, now why do you say that they're bad people, Freddie? Never call people bad unless you know them, and even then you don't call them bad. They maybe don't know what they're doing. But what has Tommy done that's so bad?" "Well, Tommy's going around with these boys, and they're drinking alcohol." What do you mean by alcohol?" "Well, they're drinking beer, and they're drinking whiskey, and they're drinking all those things." "Well, how do you know that, Freddie? How do you know?" "Well, I can tell by his breath." "Well, yes, but how do you know that?" "Well, when he comes home, he is so sick that he can't even find his bed. And I have to take him in the shower and wash him off and put him in bed." "Freddie, you do that for your brother, Tom? How old are you, Freddie?"
"I'm 11.
"Well, I tell you, that's pretty wonderful that you do that for your brother." "Wonderful? He stinks. It's terrible. And he makes a mess everywhere, and I have to clean it up so that Mom and Dad won't see it, and then won't realize how bad he is."
"Well, what do you think you should do about that?"
"I'm taking care of my big brother. I don't like it."
"Well, why don't you take care of your big brother in a way that you might like?"
"How, Mr. Candle? How?"
"Well, if you would say to yourself, 'I have the best big brother in the world.'"
"But he isn't."
"No, Freddie, he doesn't appear to be that way. But you say that, 'I have the best big brother in the world.'"
"But Mr. Candle, I can't say it. That's a lie."
"No, that's something you want to be so. And so, something you want to be so, you think about it, and you talk about it, and you speak about it, and you say, 'I've got a cold,' when you haven't really got a cold, but it's starting to come on, you know. You say, 'I'm mad at my mommy,' and you're not really mad at your mommy, you're just mad at yourself for doing something silly. And so, just say, 'Freddie is a well-balanced, rather, Tommy, you're Freddie, yeah, Tommy is a well-balanced boy.' Okay, Freddie?"
"Well, Mr. Candle, if you say that, and you tell me that it's going to do something, I'll do whatever you say, Mr. Candle."
What do you want me to say now, Mr. Candle? What do you want me to say?"
"You just say, 'Freddie, my brother is the most wonderful brother in the world. He is always doing beautiful things. He has good judgment. He likes to associate with people that are making him happy and that are making his life rich and good.'"
"Mr. Candle, those are a lot of big words."
"Freddie, you're 11 years old. Those aren't such big words. Those are words you use every day. Those are words you use when you talk to your mom and dad, when you talk to your other brothers and sisters. Those are words that you're very familiar with. So don't give me that. Now, come on. Get together here."
"Oh, Mr. Candle, you talk just like my dad."
"Oh, maybe that's because I'm a dad. But come on, Freddie. Now, you say with me, 'I have the best brother in the world.'"
"But come on, Freddie."
"All right.
I have the best brother in the world sometimes. Now forget that sometimes. You leave that off there and you say, I have the best brother in the world, period. I have the best brother in the world, period. No, leave the period off too. But just, I have the best brother in the world. Mr. Candle, you say things. Come on, Freddie. Don't argue with me. Just say it. Okay. I have the best brother in the world. I have the best brother in the world. I have the best brother in the world. Now, Freddie, what does that make you feel in your heart? Well, it makes me feel better about my brother. Now, Freddie, if you can say that and have everybody in your family say it without knowing it, everybody is going to be helping Tom to be the wonderful boy that he is. But Mr. Candle, he's a mess when he comes home. Freddie, you're going to start saying now, I have the best brother in the world. And when he comes home, he is always wanting to tell me of the wonderful things that they did that evening. He never talks to me, he never says anything. Just put a new cause in motion, Freddie, and say, I have the best brother in the world, and he always wants to tell me wonderful adventures of the happy, good things that he did. Mr. Candle, that sounds good. Yes, Freddie, that does sound good. And sometimes we have to say these things to help them get started. And when you talk to your mom and dad, say, Mom, I'm so happy. I have the best brother in the world. Tom is just such a great guy. He's such a wonderful. Your mother will look at you kind of surprised, perhaps. But you keep saying that. And not too much, but just a little now and then. And say to your dad, Dad, I think Tom is a wonderful brother. I am so happy I have him as a brother. And then let him alone. And to your sisters and your other brothers, say that too. And pretty soon, everybody in the family is going to be thinking the thought you think, that you have the best brother in the world. And when you always have to take care of your brother, it's you take care of your thought about your brother. You take care of your thought about your big brother. So now you start saying, I have the best brother in the world. Tom is a wonderful guy. Tom is a happy guy. Tom is a healthy guy. Oh, Tom loves his family. Tom loves everything. Tom is an orderly boy. He does everything good, 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 good. He's a good, good guy. Try it out. Well, the next day when I went to visit Freddie down in Plantation, Florida, guess what happened? He had his brother Tom sitting there with him. And I said, well, good evening, Freddie. And Freddie said, Mr. Candle, I want you to meet my brother Tom. I said, Tom, I'm happy to meet you. Tom says, he really did talk to you, and you really did talk to him. I didn't know Candles could talk. Mr. Candle, you never talked to me before. Well, Freddie, you were so busy with all the things you were doing, you never really stopped to listen to me. Oh, Mr. Candle, you know, I'm proud of my brother, Freddie. Why are you proud of Freddie, Tom? Well, Freddie believes in me, and Freddie is always there to help me, and Freddie doesn't make me feel so stupid when I do dumb things. Well, how about that? And you know, Mr. Candle, I think it's probably your fault, because I think you got Freddie thinking in a good way. Because Freddie used to say he just had to take care of his big brother. Now, you know what Freddie says? I can't imagine, Tom, if you want to tell me. Freddie says, I love Tom. Well, Tom, that's quite a wonderful thing, isn't it? What do you think about Freddie, Tom? Well, when it comes to little brothers, he's the best. And I love him so much. Boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you as you go to bed. Tom, you going to go to bed too? Yeah, Mr. Cattle, I think I'll go to bed too. I think it's about time for me to turn in early and not be running the streets at night. Well, you do what is best for you, Tom. Well, Freddie's a good example. And thanks for coming by, Mr. Candle. Thank you. And Mr. Sandman, you can pop some sand pixie dust on me. I'm ready. And so, boys and girls, have wonderful dreams and think beautiful thoughts. And remember, love changes all things in us first as we look at the world and we see it beautiful and good, just like Freddie changed his mind about his brother Tom, and Tom just flip-flopped. It's so nice. Sometimes it doesn't work that fast, but most of the time it works just that fast. Okay, boys and girls, sleep tight. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.